Sikhay kilos, kapit bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Sikhay along,
bukas na tugtugan
at ating pangkomunidad.
Nadarama ko na ang lamig ng hangin. Naririnig ko pa maliliit na tinig. May dalang tansang pinagsama-sama tinaw ang tamborin. Ang mga parol ng bawat tahanan ay
Bye. Magandang tanghali sa lahat po ng ating mga classmates na nakikinig po ngayon. Good vibes dahil simula na po ng December. Gising sa lahat po ng ating mga classmates na inaantok pa, no? Ito po ang anyong mga classmates na gising dahil tanghaling tapat na. Ito po si Classmate Edge.
At si Classmate Hazel, sa ngalan po ng aming Classmate Rosel.
Hi, Ma'am Rosel. Magandang hapon. Magandang tanghali po sa inyong lahat dyan. Ito po ay napakaganda po ng ating opening song agad natin. Pasko sa Pinas. Maraming salamat kay Yeng Constantino.
May tatalo pa ba? Parang, sa Pasko sa Pinas, classmate.
Ay, pinakamahabang Pasko for the record.
Sure.
Eh. Simula pa lang ng Vermont,
no? So, ibig sabihin,
no?
Kung may pinakamahabang Pasko, kasi we want to celebrate it.
Talagang diba? Ito po ay isang mahabang celebration na inaabangan natin. Actually, parang hindi natatapos yung Pasko sa Pilipinas.
Oo nga. Forever na ako may bilan na maliit sa bahay.
hindi mo na tinatanggal.
Hindi mo na siya. For life. Doon sa tabi.
Kaya po, ay dito rin sa UP ay naging hudyat ng pagsisimula ng pagdiriwang ng Kapaskuhan last Friday, actually.
Yes.
Yun po yung pag-iilaw. At ang tema po ng selebrasyon ngayong taon ay UP Diliman, Paaralan, Palaruan.
Ayan.
Kaya po, kung kayo po'y mabisita dito po sa campus, sa Diliman, ay maaari nyo pong tingnan ang makulay na mga disenyo, no?
Gawa
ni Tom Imaw
ang
lahat ng disenyong yan ngayon.
Oo, bisitahin nyo po si Oblation. Ang ganda.
Ganda at napaka-meaningful din.
Yes. I suggest hap or gabi sila
gabi.
Pumunta. So they're able to appreciate yung...
Makita nyo neon lights.
Yes, diba? Ang ganda-ganda. And dito, classmates sa atin sa campus sa UP, napaka-importante din yung Pasko. Ano? Isa siya sa celebration na... Ano ba yan? Siya yung nagtatapos yung ating taon
nagtatapos
sa isang
taon.
Boom na celebration.
End with a bang, ika nga.
Yes, Lantern Parade.
Kasi ang daming nangyari sa taong ito, classmate. Sobrang daming ganap. No? Bukod sa, actually, balikan natin yung mga ilan sa mga highlights.
Ano yung mga ganap natin ngayong taon na to?
Yung highlights lang naman natin sa college. Tayo yung nag-50 years, nag-golden tayo this year, di ba?
Yes, we celebrated 50 years last August.
At tayo rin yata may pinakamahabang celebration.
Celebration.
Akalain mo, last year pa tayo nag-celebrate ni launch
before
nat.
Before that, we are already celebrating
49th
it.
Pa lang po namin sa CSWCD, nag-kick off na kami. Kaya po, buong taon po kaming...
Agad talaga.
Agad challenge. So, ganoon na lang.
Pero classmate, ano pa ba? Sa college, ang mga ganap.
Ano
nag-evacuate tayo, classmate.
Ay, oo. Ito pala, announcement no, sa lahat ng mga pupunta sa aming library. Dahil
yes.
po... Dati nasa ground floor yung aming library. Ngayon po, pansamantala, nasa third floor muna.
Yes. At dahil nga Hell Week, kailangan nila ng mga, ano tawag dito, mga libro. Ay, naku, ikanalulungkot po namin i-announce. Mukhang iilang libro lang ang...
Limited stocks.
Limited
diba?
Stocks lang ang kayang bitbitin at kayang i-accommodate ng room natin sa taas.
Kasi po, ang aming kolehiyo, ito, nag-50th tayo, di ba? Kailangan po namin matiyak yung security namin lahat, lalo na sa faculty wing.
Correct.
Dahil po, ay nagre-retrofit. No? Kasi nga, ilang taon na ba yung ating building na yan, class? Nung ikaw ba nagsimulang magturo, dyan na sa
dyan
ating...
Dyan ako nag-graduate eh.
So, dyan na rin... Yung mismo struktura na yan, yung building.
Yeah, before pa ako
So, kumabi. Kailangan po talaga na i-retrofit rin, no? Para matiyak, no, na hindi...
I think the building is more than 10 years to 50 years na yung building eh.
So, meron pong konting adjustment yung ating mga estudyante,
yes.
yung ating mga faculty, reps at staff, no? Dahil kami nga sa Redo ay... na ano, lumipat
the
kami
displaced.
Ng
now we are a displaced community.
Oo, nasa third floor po kami lahat doon sa academic wing, no? So yung mismong library hanggang sa faculty wing hanggang sa bulwagang Tandang Sora, ayan po ngayon ay makikita nyo ay hindi masyadong maganda, masyadong
so
itsura.
So in short, yung wing na yan wala talaga.
Oo, so pansamantala pong kanselado lahat ng activities sa area na yan.
At kung hanggang kailan, yan ang hindi namin
abangan.
Alam. Abangan. Alright, classmates. So ngayong umaga, ano ba ang meron tayong inihanda para sa
Naku,
ating mga tagapakinig?
Marami tayong, kailangan nyo i-practice yung English skills. Ha?
Kasi nga po, meron kaming Miss Universe fever.
Bisita po namin ang South Africa sa aming talakayan. Hindi po si Miss South Africa, pero po mga professors mula po sa South Africa dahil nagkaroon po ng roundtable discussion nito pong nito nakaraang linggo. No? At pinag-usapan dito, classmate, ano ba yung topic dito sa RTD na ito?
Tackling Girls and Young Women's Reproductive Health through a ayan, hindi ko na mababasa. Reproductive Justice Framework.
Ayan. At meron nga pong naimbitahan ang ating mga classmates, si classmate Hazel at Rosel, ng mga professors po natin na bahagi po ng roundtable na ito. Oo. Professors from South Africa. Mamaya po, after the break, mapapakinggan natin. Two parts ito eh, no?
Yes.
So meron tayong konting pagpapaliwanag, no, kung ano yung mga issues na kailangan po nating talakayin dito sa ating programa.
Correct.
Mga classmates, kung kayo po yung may mga nais pong i-request, oh, talagang parang
i-request
talaga. No?
Ano ba tayo request? Ano na tayo ngayon? Why not?
Why not? Why not, 'di ba? Pwede po kayong tumawag sa atin pong mga hotlines 503-8288.
Pwede rin po sa ako text. Ng adobo.
Lunch agad. At ito naman po ang ating text sa 0927-220-8332. Tayo ay online rin, classmate, di ba? Yes. Meron tayong Facebook page.
Facebook page and, teka lang, nasan yung Facebook page?
Ito, DZUP
1602
AM. Pwede rin po diretso sa Sikhay Kilos na page. Meron din po kayong Sikhay Kilos na Facebook para po maabangan nyo po ang atin pong talakayan. At syempre, makasunod kayo sa atin pong discussion.
Yes.
And of course, naku classmate, idagdag ko lang din ito. Magpapasalamat rin ako sa lahat ng mga naging bahagi ng mga training programs ng Research and Extension for Development Office. Ayan po, buong taon, no? Itong last quarter na ito ay naging very busy ang REDO dahil nga po sa community organizing training, sa participatory monitoring and evaluation training program, at mga adult learners, lahat ng ating mga kasama.
Mayroon pa training si Classmate Rosel with REDO, di ba?
Ay, pasalamatan ko si Classmate Rosel sa kanya pong napaka-interesting na topic doon sa advocacy training.
Oh,
napakarami. Ito, feedback ko lang kay Classmate. Ang daming natutunan, takeaway ng ating mga participants. No, galing po sa iba't ibang bahagi ng may mga taga-Baguio, no, merong mga non-government offices at mga taga-DS SWD, ang atin po mga participants mula sa DAR, mula po sa DOLE.
Wow,
mga
international
natin.
Kayo, classmate.
Oo naman.
Grabe, susya
kaya po,
talaga.
maraming salamat. Oo. At alam niyo po ba na ang atin pong mga training, di ba kung meron tayong sa CSWCD mga alumni natin kapag gumagraduate. Uh-oh. This year, in-institutionalize po namin na lahat po ng graduates ng training program ng REDO ay magiging bahagi rin ng training alumni.
So, anong ibig sabihin? May benepisyo ba yan, classmate?
Sila po ay magiging bahagi ng malaking network, no, ng mga professionals at para professionals na magtutulungan, no, sa napakaraming issue at pwede silang
pwede
sumama
sila maging
rin.
Trainer, pwede naman sila ding maging participant kung merong mga training na
at
sa syempre, tingin
kung
nila.
At syempre kung may mahalagang activities ang kolehiyo, sila po imbitado na doon, di ba?
Yun yung mahalaga. So mahalaga po na kayo ay maging kabahagi nitong aming REDO training program.
Ayan. Kaya maraming salamat po muli. Natapos na po ang round ng ating training programs. Next year ulit, ha?
Ayan.
Sana po ay mas dumami pa ang mga kalahok at maging bahagi
next
nito.
Next year ulit? Forever ka na sa field reporting nito.
Ay, ako.
Kung mga classmates, kung kayo nagtataka, ito classmate Eje ko ay nawawala dito minsan. Nasa field reporting.
Ayan.
Oo, bibigyan na namin siya ng placard, pero kasi
hintayin ko yan, ha?
Hindi, sa susunod gusto namin ni gusto rin namin ni Classmate Rosel, ano eh, mag-field reporting din kami.
Field report kayo natin si Classmate Rosel ngayon. Hello, Classmate Rosel.
Oo nga. Hello, Classmate. Ako, okay. Na-miss ka namin dito.
Oo nga. Nako, December classmate. 1, mga classmates, ha? Kaya po, keep on texting us at kayo po ay, gusto natin magpa-premyo ngayong araw na ito. Pwede kayong mag-tour sa college. May mga mugs kami doon, ha? Pwede kayong...
Okay, sige. Si Edgy po ang mag-sponsor niyan.
Oh, kung mahulaan niyo yung aming tanong sa... mahulaan yung sagot sa aming tanong. Pwede na hulaan rin yung tanong.
Ilang days to go na lang before Christmas.
Oh, yun dali. Si Chesa makakasagot agad niyan eh.
Okay, sige classmate. Alright. Talakayan. So, excited tayo mamaya sa ating tatalakayin tungkol sa reproductive justice. So, pero bago yan classmate, magbi-break muna tayo.
Kayo po'y nakikinig sa ating programa sa
Sikhay Kilos dito sa DZUP 1602 kasapi ng KBP, kapisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZUP 1602.
Kasal ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Yes.
Sikhay Kilos, kapitbisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Ayan, magandang tanghali po sa ating lahat. Napakinggan po natin yung unang bahagi kanina ng Sikhay Kilos. Replay po ito nung December 1 na episode po natin. Ayan. And syempre dahil kakapasok pa lang po ng taon, dama pa naman natin ang simoy ng Pasko. Sabi nga daw nila, ang Pasko sa Pilipinas ay from September, once pumatak ang Bermonts, hanggang mga February. Ayan. So, pasok na pasok pa rin ng ating episode para sa tanghaling ito. Ngayon, papakinggan uli natin ang mga susunod na bahagi kung saan tatalakayin naman ang reproductive justice. Ayan. Pakinggan po natin ito.
We are back dito po sa Sikhay Kilos sa DZUP 602. Ang programa po ng College of Social Work and Community Development. Ang inyong mga tagapagpadaloy, Edgy Uyango rin.
At kagandahang Hazel. Kiniklaim yes. ko pa rin po yan sa ngalan ng aming kagandahang, ano ba si Ma'am Rosel? Hindi, meron siyang dating ano eh.
Maningning, makulay. Hindi ba makulay?
The dazzling
yes, Rosel.
Okay, na nasa
oily place ng Office of International Linkages dito po sa Quezon Hall. Hello, classmate.
Okay.
Ngayon po, pag-usap, i-echo namin no, yung isa pong talakayan. Ito po kasi nung nakaraang ay meron pong naganap na roundtable discussion sa College of Social Work and Community Development. Sino nga bang sponsor nito, classmate Hazel, ng talakayang ito?
Ito ay sponsor ng University of Ulster. Mm-hmm. And iniisip nyo kung saan yan. Yan po ay nasa United Kingdom. Ayan. Alam natin.
Marami po ang bumubuo ng workshop na ito, roundtable na ito. May UK,
may Philippines,
South Africa,
USA, and Brazil.
Ayan. Mm-hmm. At dito po, makakausap ng ating classmates Hazel at Rosel, ang dalawa sa mga
professors,
no? Mga kalahok ng roundtable discussion.
Mula sa Rhodes University, si Professor Catriona. Ang hirap i-pronounce, classmate.
MacLeod.
Oo, MacLeod. And then, mula din sa London School of Economics, Rhodes University, si Professor Malvern.
Chueshe.
Whatever.
Sana tama yung pagkabigkas natin.
Whatever,
Chueshe. Nabigyan natin ng justice.
Tatenda. Malvern
Tatenda.
Tatenda.
Okay. Mga classmates, ang inyo pong ang assignment po namin, may assignment kagad sila. Pakinggan po natin itong episode na ito at kung may tanong kayo no at the end of the discussion, tawagan niyo po kami or text po kayo para po ay matalakay natin ng maayos no itong usapin po ng reproductive justice at samot-sari pang usapin sa talakayang ito.
Yan, para po sa mga gustong malaman talaga ano bang ibig sabihin ng reproductive justice, maganda pong pakinggan natin ito.
All right, pakinggan po natin ang episode na ito.
Okay, magandang tanghali po sa inyong lahat. Nandito po tayo sa programa ng Sikhay Kilos, ang programa ng College of Social Work and Community Development. Ako po ay si Classmate Rosel, kasama ko po si
Classmate Hazel.
At nandito po tayo ngayong tanghali sa programa ng College of Social Work and Community Development. At we're very lucky and fortunate that we have some guests from South Africa today to be with us in our conversation here, no? First of all, we'd like to welcome, but before you welcome, I want classmate Hazel also to say hello to our...
Hello, welcome dito sa Sikhay Kilos.
Okay. Classmate me, Rosel, and classmate Hazel are here today, and we have two guests today, and we'll be hearing from them, no, in our conversation over lunch. I'm sure everyone's eating lunch now, no? First, we have Catriona MacLeod. I hope I pronounced that properly. No, please correct me later. from a professor from Rhodes University and Malvern Tatenda Chueshe. Oh, please also correct me. You say your name properly if I didn't give justice to it. No, he is a postdoctoral fellow, a research associate from the London School of Economics, who is also in Rhodes University. Maybe you tell us about Rhodes University, in what country that is, you know, because a lot of people here in our archipelago are not really familiar also with some cartographic spots. Okay, Catriona, Professor MacLeod.
You want to know about where South Africa is? Yes. Okay, well, I mean, you know, it's fairly self-explanatory. South Africa is on the African continent, and it's the southern tip of, you know, the country in the southernmost part of Africa. It's probably best known for a horrific period called apartheid, where the white minority oppressed the black majority and basically deprived them of their citizenship. And that came to an end in 1994 when we had our first democratic elections. And from 1994 we've been a democratic state. Of course, there's been a lot of legislation passed as a result of the democratic elections to overcome all the apartheid era legislation, a lot of changes, but as with any new democratic country, there's also a lot of challenges that go along with that. So that's a brief summary. People might remember Nelson Mandela is very famous person from South Africa, freedom fighter, who was our first president in South Africa. So maybe that puts a bit of context to our discussion.
Yes.
Okay, that's Professor Catriona. No, and thank you also for that. I'm sure we could talk also more about that. We should even have a whole episode on that. No, that is very rare. No, we're welcome to UP, and we're very happy you're here with us this afternoon. Well, before we go now to Malvern, yes, classmate Hazel.
Siguro mas madali lang maintindihan yung sinabi niya. Yung president is si Mr. Nelson Mandela.
Yes, who recently.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so we have now, aside from Professor Catriona, we have Malvern. Now, how do we say it? You're like a postdoctoral researcher from the London School of Economics, but you're now doing the fieldwork in Rhodes University.
No, I'm a postdoctoral fellow with the London School of Economics, and I'm also a research associate with Rhodes University, which is in South Africa as well. I'm with a center called the Critical Studies in Sexualities and Reproduction program, and we do work in areas around abortion, sexuality education, and abortion counseling, and pregnancy as well.
Thank you, Catriona. Is it okay if I call you by your first name? No, and Malvern. So how are you? How are you? How happy or unhappy are you now here? Is it your first time in the Philippines or in Asia?
For me, it's the first time in the Philippines. I've been to Thailand previously, but so that was my first visit to Asia, but it's the first time to the Philippines, and it's very interesting to be here, and it's very interesting to engage with conversations with colleagues working in a similar area and to look at what are the commonalities and what are the differences and what can we learn from each other in, you know, different spaces, but also fairly, you know, similar in some ways, yeah.
Yeah, really, you know, especially the news about the 51 out of 51. Later on, we'll get to that. About you, Malvern, is it your first time in Asia?
Yes, it's my first time in Asia, and I'm very happy to be in the Philippines. I'm really enjoying the people.
What's the best thing you like about this, our country?
Adobo pork.
That has to adobo, be, yes.
That has to be.
We didn't serve you today, much, but...
That has to be the best. Yeah, the best thing about the Philippines.
To teach you how to make that.
Where did you eat adobo? Where did you
In the restaurant and at Guy's house as well yesterday.
Oh,
and some
okay.
adobo as well, yeah.
Okay. You capture the Filipino spirit in our... So, about Catriona, what is the best thing so far? How many days have you been in our country?
We've been here since we arrived on Saturday. So the best.
Yes, you have 5 days.
Yeah, more or less. Okay, I lose count.
But it's Friday.
For me, the best thing of visiting any country is speaking to people. I just love listening, hearing, trying to understand different ways of living in the world. And so that has been, for me, very interesting. That's what I really loved about the Philippines, just watching and listening.
So have you been to any places aside from you? Or
our meetings here? I know you're so busy with the meetings.
Yes. We went to the Quezon Museum. We went to the Pinto Art Museum. Wow. Now that was stunning. There was some really fantastic artwork there. Mm-hmm. Really lovely artwork. Mm-hmm. And then they took us to the Taal volcano. So we walked to the top of the Taal volcano.
It's Taal.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
I said, not Taal volcano.
No, our pronunciation is not good.
Yes. So that's good. The weather was good enough for you. So yes. Malvin, you went to Taal volcano?
Yes, I went to Taal as well. And it was quite fascinating seeing the crater and talking to the people. We had two lovely local ladies who were our tour guides and hearing their history and looking at how people are surviving and, you know, how people are living their lives. It was quite fascinating.
In the Lisay side or the Tagaytay side?
Did you see Taal from the Tagaytay side?
No, it's just saw the lake. That's it.
Just the lake?
Yeah, just the lake.
We went to the volcano.
Yeah, you saw it from the viewing deck.
Not from the bigger mountain. No.
Oh,
there's so many mountains. The fact that they had time to even walk up. You walked up?
Yes, they walked up.
That means you were able to get the good energy.
Maybe they went to volcano.
As long Hazel? As they where?
Hazel in
that. Did you go with an NGO there in Taal?
In Taal?
Okay. Next time. They want to relax before they go down to so much work. Anyway, we'd like to welcome you. And we're very happy that so far, in the few days that you're here, you're with your open attitude and welcome, to be able to experience, and be able to work together. So you're here now. Our guests today are both from Rhodes University in South Africa, and they're here now at the College of Social Work and Community Development. They gave a talk on reproductive justice this morning at our conference room, and I see that you're with our partners, Likhaan, working very closely. Likhaan has been our long community partner, and Free Filipino Free Thinkers also. Okay.
They're also with other other participants who came from other university classmates, from University of Liverpool, of course, from the University of the Philippines.
Okay, so according here to the program, our
código
is that the Ulster University, did I pronounce it properly? And this is also in South Africa?
UK.
Northern Ireland.
In the Northern Ireland, And then we also have from the United States and Brazil. Resurge is the name of the organization, Realizing Sexual and Reproductive Justice. Okay, and we're very excited, And today we're going to be in a little conversation about reproductive justice. So did you see the news? I think it just released about the 51 out of 51. Did you hear about the 51 out of 51?
The contraceptives.
Yes, the 51 out of the 51 were recertified as non-abortive patients. So have you gone inside the Catholic Church here?
No, we haven't gone inside a Catholic church. We do understand that it is a very Catholic country, but we haven't gone inside the church yet. No, we've. But we'd have visited the Likhaan Center, the clinic, and looked at the really good work that they've done there. And what's very interesting there is having not only the health service providers, but also the community workers. So it's a very much a kind of holistic approach to reproductive health, which we really enjoyed.
So, Likhaan is Linangan ng mga kababaihan, for our listeners. It's a non-government organization which works very closely with marginalized women and different feminist organizations also in pushing for reproductive rights. Okay, again, we'd like to say that this is DZUP, the program of the College of Social Work and Community Development. And we have now our guests from Rhode University, Malvern and Catriona. We'll be back after a few minutes. No?
Magbabalik po ang si Kai Kilos dito lang sa DZUP 1602 kasapi ng KBP, kapisana ng mga broadcaster sa Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na pakinig sa DZUP 1602.
Sikhay Kilos, kapitbisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Nagbabalik po kami dito po sa Sikhay Kilos sa DZUP 1602, ang programa po ng College of Social Work and Community Development. Kasama natin si classmate
Kagandahang Hazel.
At ito naman po si Edge. Kanina po napakinggan natin yung intro pa lang.
Intro pa lang. Medyo ano muna sila. Relax lang.
Nagpapakilala at kung ano ang kanila pong
tagasan sila.
Kinamusta natin yung mga guests natin. From South Africa. Yes.
Anong paningin nila sa Pilipinas? No, first time ng ibang pumunta dito.
Ito po dahil po naimbitahan natin sila dahil nagkaroon po ng RTD o Roundtable Discussion sa kolehiyo. Ito nga po ay pinag-usapan yung usapin ng reproductive justice. Yung konsepto na yan po ay unti-unti nating malalaman
mamaya. Huwag nating basagin yung classmate.
Yes. Kaya tuloy na natin yung talakayan. No? Balikan natin si classmate Hazel, classmate Rosel, kasama ang ating mga guests from South Africa.
Nagbabalik po tayo dito sa Sikhay Kilos. Ito pa rin po si classmate Hazel kasama si
classmate Rosel.
At kasama pa rin po natin ang ating mga guest mula sa South Africa. Ito na, hindi ko kayang i-pronounce.
Si classmate Malvern and classmate Catriona. Look, it's not a very common name actually, your name. Yeah, it's new. It's new to me. It's new to me. I'll say classmate Malvern, Catriona. So this is part of our program now, we'd like to you to help us clarify for our listeners exactly what, since you've been having meetings with people at the forefront here in the Philippines, especially who are taking the lead in reproductive health, especially women's rights, maybe you can help clarify exactly what is reproductive justice.
It's a complex term, but and it has a number of roots, but essentially, if we the argument around using the notion of reproductive justice has to do with the fact that if we look at reproductive issues only from a health perspective, it's limited. If all we're wanting to do is to provide antenatal care, to provide maternity health care, all of that, without understanding women's location within particular contexts, their lived lives, their lived experiences, their lived realities, the challenges that they face in their lives, then if they're just going to the antenatal clinic to get the
prenatal care,
that's right, and to have all of to just check up on their bodies without understanding them within their social cultural location, then that's a limited perspective.
It's also the dominant perspective.
It is the dominant perspective, exactly, the public health perspective. The other approach, dominant one that's come up and much more since the ICPD, which happened in 1994, is more of a sort of a rights perspective. And the rights perspective does have potential, it does have advantages, but it also has its disadvantages, because often rights are seen as individual rights. So I, as an individual, have a right to this and this and this. Now, that is an important concept, because it allows people to demand their rights from governments, in particular, claim your rights around particular things. But it also allows then for the pitting of one set of rights against another set of rights. So, for example, you could say, well, you know, cultural rights within a post-colonial setting, where people say, well, our cultural rights have been undermined, and in our culture this is how we do things, and if you're talking about gender rights, then, you know, that doesn't apply in this particular instance, you know. So you start pitting, and of course in abortion that's a clear thing, the rights of the woman versus the rights of the fetus kind of idea. So it rights also has limitations. It's not that one must throw those out of the water when you're talking about reproductive justice. So reproductive justice includes health. It includes rights, but it goes beyond that to talk about, to look at context, to understand that people live intersectional lives, that what happens in the environment, what happens in socioeconomic circumstances, what happens even just in terms of, religion, cultural understandings of the role of women, all of those impact. And it's very, very much concentrating on social inequities that take place across a number of domains. So locating reproduction within all of those various domains and seeing how they intersect to produce reproductive difficulties and across a range of issues, of course, because reproduction is multifaceted. That's my short definition of
Yes, classmate. Yes.
When you say reproductive justice, it's always about the health of the women.
No, I think that's the first thing she was saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that the mainstream or the common notion is that it's limited to a public health perspective. Mm-hmm. No, but here we're trying to see it always in a context of socioeconomic realities, in terms of context of other intersections of lived, whether it's the person, individual, whether it's a family, and it's the community. It's always seeing all of this concentric.
Yeah, it's not only women. Yes. Men can also be part of this. It's not only about women.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe Malvern.
Yeah, maybe classmate Malvern.
Yeah, can add.
I think maybe just to give examples from our context within South Africa and Africa, how we have used reproductive justice as a concept, and what we have found useful about it, is because given our historical complications around apartheid, around colonization, a lot of especially black women are disadvantaged. They come from poor backgrounds. And poor backgrounds.
Poor backgrounds.
And they're disadvantaged. They don't have money. Mm-hmm. And if you try then to compare those type of women with, for example, someone who's been brought up in a middle class family, which has money, their lives are not the same. Mm-hmm. So if you bring rights, for example, it doesn't really cover all these women, because other women are able to practice their rights better because they've got access to things like money and healthcare. And the poorer women don't have access to that. So what reproductive justice does is then we try to understand a woman within the context of where they are. So are they able to access, do they have the money to go to the clinic, for example? Do they have the capacity to raise children when they get pregnant? And I think that's where reproductive justice as a concept actually works in our South African context.
Okay. Can I address
you?
Yes. It's absolutely true what Melzen is saying, but just to address your issue around gender, and that's one of the things that we have found in the research that we've done in South Africa, is that it is women almost expect male partners to abandon them.
Like a norm already.
Exactly. When there are, if there's an unwanted pregnancy or an unplanned pregnancy, it is kind of the norm. It's almost unsurprising if that happens, and to deny paternity. And so, yes, reproductive justice is about those kinds of gender relations. And there is quite a lot of very good work that's being done looking at masculinities and fatherhood and supportive fathers during pregnancies and also teenage fathers. So it is about extending it beyond that. And then, of course, there's also trans men and trans women who are often there's not enough work that's being done to understand their needs in terms of sexual and reproductive issues as well. So it is much broader, and that's why the kind of broad framework of justice is trying to cover. And some people may say that it's too broad. You're trying to cover too much, therefore you can spread yourself too thinly. So there could be that critique of it. So I think it's a useful framework, but sometimes you do have to hone in on particular issues, but it's always important that those other issues are in at least forming the backdrop, the context within which you are talking about a particular issue.
Because in any issue, like in here in our college, you know, because there are a whole range of issues, we see that the diverse political orientations definitely, of course, are the frame within which is a springboard for any action. No. So if reproductive justice, for example, in our context, especially where you really have a polarization of actors in the whole justice movement, so you have this. No? So, for example, in your context, for example, in the work that you've been doing, so here we have the conservative Catholic Church, but we have a very strong women's movement, no? Mm-hmm. So in your context, how could you see that? Because if you're talking about this frame, no, I see at least naming it like reproductive justice. So me, I've been in the women's movement for some time, but it's like new to me. You know, I might be wrong because I'm not really in that specifically with the reproductive health movement. What do you think? So one is in terms of that as the bringing that frame into action, and second, how can you also enlighten us about what's happening also in your country?
Okay, I want to talk around the church, because I think sometimes we separate the church and the movement. There's some of us, like for example, I'm a Christian, and I still advocate for reproductive justice. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't need to be that if you go to the church, then you take a particular view that's very conservative. There are some as well within the church who take quite progressive views, because at the end of the day, it's about saving women's lives, and that's the reality on the ground. And I think from our lessons from South Africa, the Catholic Church is not that strong, but we still have quite religious people. I think what I like about reproductive justice is that we are not focusing on one particular issue and trying to find who's to blame for that. Okay. So we are not saying, you know, people who are coming with moral issues are the ones to blame, but we are looking at the comprehensive life of a woman and trying to see how we, all of us as a community, are failing these women in terms of their reproductive lives. And I think that's how we have tried to use reproductive justice in South Africa.
Okay. Wow. Ayan, napakinggan nga po natin ang panayam ni na classmate Dazzle and classmate Hazel po noong December 1 dito po sa mga miyembro, mga bisita nila from Ulster University. Tungkol sa reproductive justice. Ayan, pakinggan nyo po ulit ang episode na ito. Mahanap nyo po yan sa dzup.org, dun sa aming archives po. And maaari nyo rin po kayong makapakinig muli sa Sikhay Kilos. Tuwing Biyernes po ito, alas 12 hanggang alauna ng tanghali. Ayan, susunod po na programa ay antabayanin nyo rin po dito sa DZUP 1602. Makinig po kayo sa DZUP 1602 KHZAM. Yan po ay sa inyong AM band o AM radios sa pinakadulong kanan po yan. And sa aming live streaming po sa DZUP.org. Pwede nyo rin po tignan ng mga Facebook page ng DZUP. Ayan. So hanapin nyo lang po yan sa Facebook and sa iba pa pong channels. Ayan. Mahanap nyo rin po doon sa aming website sa DZUP.org ang iba't ibang mga programa na hatid sa inyo ng DZUP. From Monday to Friday. Tumutok lang po kayo. And maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig dito po sa Sikhay Kilos. Paalam!
Sikhay Kilos, kapitbisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.